Paradise Lost, book 9, line 359. Firm we subsist, yet possible to swerve.
What we wanted to talk about is obviously fate and free will and what this line really has to do with those subjects. And the first thing that we want to talk about is the first part of the line is firm we subsist, and subsist means to exist or to be firm in your being. Be steady and strong in your being, and firm obviously means to stay in place. And I think that kind of talks about, or we discussed earlier, that means to be strong in their place, and Adam and Eve obviously kind of being faithful, and they're supposed to stay faithful and not veer off any of their course, and just and staying faithful to God and living in Eden.
And while we don't know that this is necessarily what's actually happening according to God, because this is just Adam speaking, it is pretty much the same thing that Raphael told him earlier. So in book 5, lines 524 to 526, Raphael tells Adam, God made thee perfect, not immutable, and good he made thee, but to persevere he left it in thy power.
So that just appears like Adam is really echoing what he's just been told by Raphael to Eve.
I think it has, it's just, obviously Eve, we talked about too, Eve being tempted, and how it might not necessarily be completely her fault, because there's a lot to do with obviously Satan tempting her, and it's, I can't really think of the right word to use here, but it's not, it wasn't, it was already predetermined that this was going to happen, that they were going to fall, but at the same time, they were, Raphael and all told them, kind of hinted at them that this was going to happen, or that it had the possibility of happening, but they should stay firm in their belief of God and stay strong with God. But then we get to the second part of the line, which is yet possible to swerve. And swerve means to veer off course slightly, or to, obviously when you think of the word swerve, you think of possibly in a car, swerving to avoid something or move out of the way slightly, but then get back on course.
Yeah, and after that, like when you're saying yet possible to swerve, it says yet reason may not, since reason not impossibly may meet some specious object by the first suborn and fall into deception unaware. So, and then later it's like, seek not temptation then, which to avoid were better.
But
so if it, so if it's Eve's job to resist temptation, and in book 4, Satan comes to her and gives her this dream, which in this dream she almost eats the fruit, so it could be that at that point, that was her falling into deception unaware, and this, you know, how much free will did she have after that? Did she ever have a chance? And if not, then was it really her free choice to have that happen to her?
We looked at specifically the word swerve again, and we thought it was interesting, seeing as how when you think of swerving, it's avoiding something that might harm you. And it's not that you're going to divert off course and stay off course, but that you're only doing it for a short amount of time. Also, we thought that the word swerve sounds like serve, and that perhaps Milton is trying to remind you with his diction that even when you move off course, that it's still possible to serve under God or for God.
Yeah, that they can get back on course to being faithful and serving God after a certain consequence, though.